We quickly turn our attention to who's going to be the next coach of the Collingwood Football Club. Obviously, Ross Lyon is one of those candidates who's been spoken about. He confronted this question last night on Footy Classified.
If someone rang me for Collingwood and said, can we talk? Of course I would sit down and have a discussion, but I can't give you a flippant answer here. I'd lock the key on it. It's such a big position. Nathan Buckley is a revered figure. We saw him handle it, and he still got chewed up and spat out. So it's not a simple flippant, I'm interested. Again, I'll go back. If Alistair Clarkson's available, there is no competition. Just pull out whatever he needs, have the conversation and get him signed.
Do you agree with that?
I do.
If Al Clarkson's available, I agree with that.
Yeah, I do. But we're Clarkson devotees. No, I don't think that's Ross ruling himself out. Is that the question you're asking?
Yes.
No, I don't think that's Ross ruling himself out at all. I think that's him being respectful of Nathan, the decision that had been made on that very day because he was on air last night. It's a little bit of a diversionary tactic by just saying, I'll take the call, but Clarko would be the number one man. Just take the spotlight off me for the moment. And if that call comes, then I would imagine he would go through that whole process.
Rightly or wrongly, Ross Lyon has had his papers marked on his ability to be able to coach young players and bring a team or develop a team, right?
I don't think that's true.
I speak to Revolt, but there is a belief out there. I'm not talking about this being real. I'm just talking about this being a perception. Okay,
yep.
That he can't and he's not a great development coach. There's a lot of development that needs to take place at Collingwood. So, would he be the right person to coach Collingwood?
Yeah, well, they're all the questions they're going to ask. I don't know if that's true or not. I only speak to again, the Revolts and the Montagnas and Del Sano, who I work with, and they would suggest that's not the case. But they're also in a senior leadership group that, were never in serious doubt of not being in a great relationship with Ross Lyon. So, I don't know, as I said earlier, before 7 o'clock, we are guessing, everyone's guessing, and it's going to occupy plenty of our time, and it's a great game to be played between now and their appointment of a new coach. Maybe someone we don't know anything about.
That's right. In your mind right now, do you feel that Collingwood moved when they did yesterday? Because I think it caught everybody by surprise because of where Carlton is also at this time and the fact that everybody learnt that Carlton were doing this review early in the week?
No, I don't. I didn't put those two together. I might be naive in my thoughts on that, but I didn't link the two of them. I think the footy club, Collingwood, a big enough footy club, and Nathan Buckley's a revered enough figure that they're not going to have their hand forced by what's going on at Carlton.
Okay. Al Clarkson is contracted until the end of next year. We spoke to Jeff Kennett recently. This is what he had to say when we posed that question to him about where Al Clarkson will be next year.
Let me be entirely honest. We have a very open relationship with Clarko and his manager. And what we have said, we will wait till the end of the year and then we'll sit down and see what Clarko wants and what the club wants. He has a contract with us through till the end of next year. There is no discussion taking place on coaching Alistair by name at all at the moment. Will Clarko be with us in 5 years' time? I've got no idea.
Do you reckon that left the door open in any way?
I always think that's ultimately up to the coach. If Alistair Clarkson, given the service, now not this is a pure hypothetical.
Yeah.
If Alistair Clarkson has got 4 premierships, the service that he's given to that Hawthorne Footy Club, walked into Jeff Kennett's office today, and said, "Jeffrey, I've given my all for this footy club. I don't think I can take them any further. They're in a stage that they need to be rebuilding. I think you're best looking for someone that's going to attack it from a different angle. My time's up." I don't reckon Jeff's going to say, "Bad luck, matey. You'll be here until the end of next year." I don't think that would happen.
No, I don't think that would happen either. But do you think that those discussions might be taking place now between Al Clarkson and his manager, or Collingwood would have already or would be picking up the phone today just to find out the status of Al Clarkson and where he might want to be next year?
I would absolutely expect the Collingwood Footy Club to make those calls. 100%. Of course you do. Go straight to the top, straight to the best person and ask. They'd be asking questions of it. They'd probably ask questions of Damien Hardwick in the process, don't you think, in terms of the information gathering process?
100%. Eddie Maguire obviously appointed Nathan Buckley as the coach to take over after Mick Malthouse. This is what he had to say about Bucks' reign and that handover last night on Footy Classified.
We wanted to bring Nathan Buckley in because we all believed, including Mick Malthouse, that he was the next person to come in. We wanted to get him in while the club still had some momentum so that a young coach doesn't get slaughtered because he's got a team that's either on the downward or rebuilding. We wanted to get him in there and then we rebuilt. And we did that in a period without any advantages or anything else like that. Mick agreed that he was finished because he signed the contract. Mick was supposed to be there for 5 years. He stayed for two and he went elsewhere. It's as simple as that. It was the right decision on both counts.
Do you think Collingwood will go for an experienced coach, or do you think they will be looking for a less experienced coach, somebody who hasn't coached before but has been in the system for a while?
Don't know. Probably they're, I think the first preference would be experience because of the size of the club, and they might be put off by the fact that an untried coach, it might be a bit overwhelming to try and go and coach that football club with all the attention that it brings. Maybe one gets spat out that looks absolutely capable of doing that. I don't know, but did I read Jonathan Brown said it's the second most sought after job behind the Australian cricket coach or something? Did I read that?
I haven't read that, but he may have said that.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the case.
Is it rude to ask Chris Scott? His name has also been raised as a possible candidate. We all know that he's currently coaching Geelong. They've got a finals campaign ahead of him. This is what he had to say when he was asked that question yesterday.
What do you say if your name is sort of thrown up and in the mix?
I'd say that I'm the Geelong coach.
That's a very good answer.